It's Get Well Wednesday, and we've had a lot of doctors on for Get Well Wednesday, but I don't think we've had a doctor on like this doctor.
This is
the doctor of doctors.
Of all doctors,
yes,
that's right.
Yes, the Honorable Dr. Lewis W. Sullivan, M.D. He has a new book out. And Dr. Sullivan is former Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, former President of Morehouse School of Medicine, current Chairman of the Board of the National Health Museum in Atlanta. Dr. Sullivan, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Your book is Breaking Ground, My Life in Medicine. How many years have you been in medicine, sir?
Well, I graduated from medical school in 1958, so it's really been quite a long time.
And you started the Morehouse School of Medicine.
Yes, I was the founding dean of the medical school in 1975, and this school was started as the first and still the only predominantly black medical school to be founded in the United States in the 20th century. So the school recently celebrated its 40th anniversary, and we have produced a number of outstanding graduates that we are proud of.
You're older than Meharry?
No, Meharry was started in the 19th century. Oh. In 1876. So
okay.
We were started almost 100 years after Meharry, but we were started founded in 1975.
In your book, Breaking Ground, My Life in Medicine, Ambassador Andrew Young wrote the foreword. Are you his doctor? Because he's in great shape, it seems. I mean, he just keeps on going.
No, Andy has made a great contribution to America and really to the world with his great leadership. And when I went back to Atlanta in 1975 to found the school, he was the congressman from Atlanta, and he played a key role in helping us get the support from the U.S. Congress as well as from the state legislature in Georgia. So he's been a great friend over the years.
What an advocate. The annual Sullivan 5K Run Walk for Health and Fitness takes place on Martha's Vineyard on the 27th of this month. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That is a race that we started during my first year as U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services back in August of 1989, when my wife and I were vacationing here, because we've been coming to the Vineyard since 1966.
Wow.
So having started as U.S. Secretary of Health in an effort to improve the health behavior of our citizens, I would invite members of my department as I travel around the country to walk with me in the morning and to work in their communities to improve health behavior, not only exercise, but proper diet, annual medical checkups, vaccinations for children, and many other things. So my friends here in the Vineyard asked why not do that here. So I did, and it has become a tradition, and it supports, with our sponsors, supports the Martha's Vineyard Hospital, where we've raised about $500,000 for the hospital due to the sponsorship of the race.
Dr. Sullivan, can you tell me the number one health crisis for black men?
Well, the number one crisis really is injuries and deaths from violence. Certainly for young men, that is a major problem. Now, for all black men of all ages, heart disease is a major killer. So that is one of the reasons that we're emphasizing improving health behavior, because heart disease is influenced by lifestyle over months and years. So we have those and a number of other threats to the health of black men and black women as well, things such as diabetes, obesity, because one of the problems we have in the country is the fact that the health status of African Americans is not as good as that of whites. There's always been a gap in life expectancy. In 1900, that gap was some 15 years. Now it's down to 6 or 7 years. So the gap has closed, but it's still different. So that's due to a number of factors, lifestyle being one, but also inadequate health insurance, not having enough physicians and other health personnel in the black community. And, of course, that's one of the reasons that Morehouse School of Medicine was founded, to help increase the number of black physicians.
Dr. Louis Sullivan, can you confirm that it is not black women that are the greatest health challenge to black men? Because if you listen to this show, you would think that we are killing our men. And would you please speak on it, Doc?
I can assure you that that's not the case. And, of course, my wife would support me there.
My wife told him to say that. Black.
Dr. Sullivan's wife did not tell him to say that.
No, she didn't.
How long have you been married, sir?
Right. Married 61 years.
She told him. That's how you stay married 61 years. I take it back. Yeah, she told him to say that.
One thing I would mention in breaking ground that I was pleased was the fact that we received the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Autobiography and a couple of other awards, the Phyllis Wheatley Award from the Schomburg Library in Harlem, and then the Georgia Center for the Book in 2015 called this as one of the 10 books that all Georgians should read. So it has gotten a very good reception.
It's one that all people should read, sir. Breaking Ground, it is wonderful, and it is highly recommended. Really good job. Thank you for sharing all of your knowledge and your words with us.
And we have 10 books to give away to our Text Time Club members at 646464. And the doctor will answer any questions for the next hour if you have some at 646464. Dr. Louis Sullivan, it is indeed an honor to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure talking with you both.
Yeah, thank you for helping us.
Have a good day.
With Get Well Wednesday.